It's 88.5 KCSN. We're being joined today by the great John Butler Trio, and we have John, Byron, and Grant joining us. Welcome, guys.
Hey, hello. How are you?
You've been busy, 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 working hard in support of the new record, Flesh and Blood. But you've been busy for a long time. It's been about 15 years that you've developed a work ethic. Talk to me about from that first time when you were busking, mm-hmm. and you were figuring out how to find an audience and engage an audience. Talk to me about the process of what you've acquired and learned about this thing known as a career as an artist in this business.
Well, I mean, I think you sleep in the bed you make. And so, you know, and there's no same way to skin a cat.
Right.
Just cliche after cliche here. But, you know, every artist or every musician has a different way that they find success. Some find it through doing jingles. Some do it through cover bands. Some do it through doing their own music. Some do it in other people's bands, whatever it may be. I found with myself, it was kind of just hitting the streets and playing because I wanted to. I was compelled to. And then when it came time to play in bars, it was the same thing. I'd roll in the town because I had something to share. And that's kind of how we've built our fan base around the world. We really have brought the music pretty much to the people. There hasn't been like one kind of polarizing, you know, spike moment in time, which has been really good. It's been really good, actually. I look back on it, I think I was always hoping for that big spike moment where we had a worldwide hit or something, but I think we would have been has-beens by now, and spiked down just as steep. So, yeah, I think we all come from, you know, working class, hardworking families that kind of, you know, that have to work their asses off to make it happen. And so that's, working hard doesn't seem like a hard thing. It just seems like the normal thing to do.
Telling anybody, tell everybody, oh, do do do.
after 15 years, you have a true sense when you approach a record of what the purpose of that record is, or is it still something that happens in the ether as you're making the record?
After doing the last album together, April Uprising, we were really proud of what we made, and I had a certain objective of cutting all the fat off and seeing if I could write songs that didn't need epic instrumentals or guitar solos to hold them. You know, I think that's always been my strong suit, and the trio song suit is this kind of experiential quality. But I wanted to see if we could just write chords, lyrics, and see if they held. And they did hold, and it satisfied me. But I look back on that, and I threw that baby out with the bathwater, because there's this experiential quality that the trio is so good at. And also, being with Grant and Byron and Nikki, who recorded a lot of the album as well, we had so many more colors to kind of share. And we were really interested to get those out. And we didn't really know how to, other than getting in the room and just jamming. So, you know, the usual case scenario is I write a whole heap of songs throughout the years in between the albums, and I bring them to the guys, and we co-produce them and co-arrange them together and bring them to life. And that really works well. It's a great formula. But this time we got together, we just got in a room with none of my songs, and we just started throwing things into this bucket in the middle, and we had literally 1,001 instruments around us. It was like every kind of color and toy we could possibly have, and that created a lot of great things.
Lost my life, I can't find them anymore. And if there's something I could give, I would have given it before now. Cause I came back a little broken. Things don't fit anymore. Somewhere out there on the horizon, maybe there's a glimmer of hope. Maybe it's just a mirage, 'cause you never know. Maybe things have changed. Storm clouds plastic. Walking like a ghost in terribly lonely. Long night comes the sun out of the darkness. Only light can come after a lonely, long night comes the sun out of the darkness. Only light can come after a lonely, long night comes the sun out of the darkness. Only light can come after a lonely, long night comes the sun.
Yertle the Turtle is a great story, you know. It's an awesome story about a dictatorship that crumbles, about a king who doesn't, you know. It's a great story. It's all about, it's a political story, but it's told so beautifully. And I think a good story can always tell you so much more and get a moral or a message or anything better than me saying, you know, greedy dudes ruining the world are really bad. We need to do something about that. That's bad. You know, I sound like, you know, Team America or something. Regards. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, I did do that because that's how I felt at the time. You know,
it was
and
earnest.
I didn't know, and it was earnest, and it was try, and it, you know, and the enduring thing about that, or the, you know, the thing that was, that held it, was that I meant it, at least as a. But you know, I've written songs like that, and I can't write songs like that anymore. And when you are writing, when you are kind of like politically minded or socially minded, you know, it's very easy to write a protest song that sounds condescending or patronizing. You have to be really careful of that, you know, like it's a fine line. And the more and more I learn about things, I just realize you can, yes, Yertle the Turtle, man. You can say a lot without like telling people, hey, brr, 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 brr.
I'm gonna go postal, gonna have a death though. Either headhunter, then I'm gonna move coastal.